Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Welcome, folks. Welcome. One of my favorite topics is angels. I love angels. I believe in them. I do see them. I do communicate with them. I even have a very special story I just want to start the show with, because this really happened to me and is one of my favorite experiences of the angels around us. When I lived in New York City and I had this little 11-pound puppy, we were at a busy crossing, a busy street crossing. We're at the corner waiting for the light to change. Lots of people on the curb with us, and the light changed to green. And at that moment, I'm just ready to put my foot down in the curb when this voice says, "Look up, look up." And I look up, and I saw the most beautiful angel in the sky. It was extraordinary. It was everything you would think an angel would be. So I kept pinching myself. Am I seeing this? Is this real? Is this in my mind? Everyone around me is just crossing the street to get to the other side. No one else is looking up, so I was clear that that angel was my angel because nobody else could see it. So I just stayed there for a while, and then I finally crossed the street and got in my home and immediately put it in a journal. I wanted to really document it with the date, the time, to know it was real, and I called several of my friends that I knew are believers. So that was, I would say, perhaps one of the most extraordinary experiences I've had of angels, and I've had others as well. And we have an angel on our show today, Helen Katsaris. She's been with us before. She does a great job. I love when I get an angel reading from Helen. She's a clairsentient, and that means that she can sense the angels around her when she asks them to assist in a reading. She invokes the angels to help give insight for the person. As Helen is also intuitive, and that combined with the clairsentience, a reading is like spiritual guidance counseling. She does not predict the future. She validates and confirms the present so people can go forward. We will be taking callers' questions throughout the show. So those of you that are listening via the internet or in the chat room and you want to call in with your questions, just call us at 917-388-4530 to see what the angels want you to know. 917-388-4530. So first, before we go to our callers, let me give Helen a warm, warm welcome, and all the angels that are right there with her right now. Welcome, Helen.
Thank you, Joyce. Very warm welcome to you, and thank you again. This is wonderful. It's always a great experience talking to you, and you're helping your followers, giving them insight. It's really nice, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks.
And we appreciate having you. I know you like to start the show with the reading you do for our listeners as a group first. So why don't you go ahead and share with the group what the angels are guiding you to say?
Yes, thank you. Before the show, I prayed and shuffled, and I pulled three cards. And how very appropriate, given that Valentine's Day is around the corner, because the three cards I got were soulmate, balance, and miracle. So to me, you know, whoever is wanting a soulmate or a partner or thinking about someone that was like a soulmate in the past, but there, a soulmate can come in which will help balance them, okay, and create a miracle or positive results. It's the time of the season, and people who do want a soulmate to come in, ask the angels to, if they're ready, of course, ask the angels to present the soulmate, and that will help balance, to create a miracle, because intimacy is healing. It's very healing, and I guess now is the time to really put your feelers out and meditate on it. So I think that was very interesting that it was those three cards.
So. I totally agree. What a time to get cards like that. But what's interesting, even more so to me, was that yesterday's show, I did a whole show on miracles, and I did it solo because I had so much to share about that, except when our dear friend Janice Miller called in, Mary Faye's called in, regulars that listen to our show just about every day. So short of that, I didn't have a formal guest, so to speak. And the show is about miracles, and I shared some angel stories because I consider having angels around you a very big part of miracles, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, yes. What a great show to have, because people are not aware that the angels are around us all the time, but they have nothing to do because we're not aware that we can talk to our angels and ask them to assist us. So, and, you know, people just need motivation. They need inspiration. And miracle, to me, my neighbor snow blowing the area around my car to make it easier for me to get out, that was a miracle for me. You know, there are miracles around us all the time, as are the angels. We just have to ask. So,
and I
totally agree.
And sometimes when miracles are around you, folks, you're not even acknowledging it or recognizing it as such. So to the degree that you recognize it, acknowledge it, welcome, appreciate it, you'll have a lot more miracles in your life.
Exactly. It's like anything else, Joyce. The more we focus on positive, the more it comes in. I know some people say, yeah, right, you know, that's easy for you to say, you don't know my life. Well, I don't need to know your life. I know my life, and I am blessed because I finally got it at this stage of the game that you just, it's like a muscle. You have to exercise it. And even, you know, clean water to take a bath or to drink, that's a miracle right there. I'm washing the dishes and thanking the angels for, thank you for the water, you know. So, yes, people are just not aware, and that's what your shows and my ability, I try to help people know that they can ask.
I just want to say that my chat room has a lot of people, and the question posed is, will you take questions from the chat room? And the answer is yes, I will. Do you need to hear their voice to tune into them, or if I give you their name and say what they're asking you about, will that work?
That will work, too. Either way is good. So whatever, you know, whatever is good, you know, that's fine.
I didn't
as long
know
as I have their name.
If you have to hear their voice and get their essence.
Not necessarily.
Well.
I mean, it is beneficial. It is helpful. But if, you know, the time does not allow, you know, I can have their name, birthday, and then through you do the reading. It's up to you.
All right. So, because I want to go back. I always go back and forth to the chat room, and I love to accommodate the chat room. I love when it's a buzz. So what is it you need from them? I can give you their name and what they're asking about. I can do that. Do you need their date of birth or any of that? What do you need?
Yes. If they can give me their name, where they're from, and their not necessarily the year, but their birth date is good.
All right, so before I start with the, I'll start with the chat room. I'll go back and forth. I want everyone to be happy. The Joyce Barry and Friends show. But you said that you drew a card for me as well?
Yes, I did. And it was focus, which, you know, I guess whatever it is that you I drew three cards, actually, and the first one was focus, which I know you are doing. You're focusing on what it is you want, okay, because the next card is celebration, so you're getting a celebration. And the last card is healing, so that could be anything, you know, but they want you to focus on whatever it is you want for yourself to celebrate you. Celebrate you. So there's a celebration coming for you, Joyce.
I love to celebrate. I love to play. I love to have fun. As I said, this chat room is really a buzz, and I am going back and forth to the board. But while I'm in the chat room, let's see. Moon Glow would like the angels to guide me in romance. Moon Glow is July 24, her birthday. Her name is Vinaya, V-I-N-A-Y-A. I'm assuming that's a woman's name. I'm not familiar with the name, so I'm assuming we're speaking to a female here. What do you want to say to Vinaya?
Okay. I am pulling three cards. She's a Leo, and they're very sensual and, you know, they're very caring, compassionate people. The cards I got for Vinaya is the celebration, okay? They want her to be more social, you know, if she's not already, because the next card was friendship. So they want, you know, or she may be reevaluating who she feels is a friend. I know Leos usually are very private people, but they want her to socialize more. And Archangel is the third card. So she is spiritual as well, intuitive, And she it has Archangel Michael guiding her. You know, there's a friend out there, I guess, that maybe will become more than a friend. So it's
okay.
A celebration friendship and Archangel Michael.
Okay, and the two of cards, you can do two or three as, you know, it hits. It doesn't have to be consistently two or three. We have a lot of people
right.
to go through. Let's just take this one. By the way, it looks like life, Lil Fairy, this goes for all of you. If you want me to communicate with you, I'm multitasking. I'm in the studio. I'm managing everything. You can't use print that is so small that it's an effort for me to read what you wrote. So if you want to communicate with me, please make it bolder, bigger. Otherwise, it really makes a difficulty. So Lil Fairy, August 8th. She'd like to ask if there's a romantic relationship for her on the horizon. She's single for many years. That's Sandy, August 8th. Is there a romantic relationship?
Thank you. Real quick, the cards I picked, well, she's got a new beginning. That's the first card. The second card is meditation. So she can meditate or pray on what it is that you would like in a partner. The last card is healing. So maybe the angels wish her to heal the last relationship, if she's had closure with that last relationship, to pray on it, because there is a new beginning. The first card, you know, that's very encouraging. New beginnings, meditation, and healing. So to pray or meditate on her healing of the past to allow this new person in.
Okay, and one more for the chat room, and I will go back and forth, but while it's right in front of me, Lachey, her name is Shay, S-H-A-Y, any career opportunities coming up for me soon, perhaps? January 8th is the birthday.
January 8th, okay. Well, she's a Capricorn, she's pretty much goal-oriented. The cards that I picked were children, is the first card. Now that if she has children, then you know, I guess maybe she's concerned whether she can juggle the two, but or it could be her inner child that she's working on. The second card is divine guidance. She is intuitive. January 8th people are extremely intuitive. They are also practical and logical. So the intuition part kind of they put it aside, but they want the angels want her to trust her gut, and the last card is emerging, which means she's expressing herself more, which is unusual for Capricorns in that they're very private and they keep a lot in, but I think she's going to find herself, she's working out things of the past with the children, trusting her gut and expressing more, emerging. Okay.
I got to tell you, not only is my chat room going crazy, but my studio is going crazy.
Well, I guess that's a good thing.
A couple of minutes I was in the chat room, my board went berserk here. But I want to share something with all of you first before I take other people. And that is, I know that there are those of you that always listen to our psychics, our angel readers, our tarot readers, our astrologers, and our numerologists. That's your thing. It's my thing, too. That's why I have them on the show so often. However,
right.
We have a great show every day. Different guests, different topics, each and every day, all designed to make a profound difference in your life. So before we proceed, listen to why you should be following us every day.
Listen
right.
to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And that was from our friend, Beverly Nadler. She has the show every Thursday. Here's to Your Health Thursday, the only one that has a weekly segment, because health is so important, and she covers mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health. She's a great author. Vibrational Harmony is a best-selling book. She's an awesome poet, and she's been my best friend for decades. She's extraordinary as a researcher, as someone to tell you a lot about health, and her poems are phenomenal. And, of course, that one is my favorite one that she tailor-made for us. So, as I was saying, the board is really going berserk. So let me go to, and folks, those of you that heard that, you have reason to listen every day. So I just wanted to share that because I know what you do. I know you call in, get your question answered, hear your comments, and then you're off and running till our next show with the angels and the tarot people and the astrologists and numerologists. So I just wanted you to be clear. How do you become a follower? Real simple. Go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com and click on follow right below my picture. And as I said, we had more followers in the last week. Just so many people jumped on. So we must be doing something right. Okay, a regular for these kind of shows, our friend Amy. Amy is from Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Amy.
Hello. Hi, Helen. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How are you? Hi.
Good.
What is your
birthday? Okay.
Yes, please.
It's July 20th, 1971.
Okay. And let's see. The three cards I have for you are, might have to do with your relationship because it says focus. And the focus card is to don't worry about what might happen. Well, you know, we all want to be prepared, but focus on what it is that you want to accomplish and give it to the angels, because the next card is romance. So are you married?
Yes.
Well, whatever it is, the romance card is, your thought is about your relationship, because the next card is manifestation. So your July 20th, okay, you're a Cancerian. You might be either thinking about someone and are not into the relationship yet, but you would like to get to know them better. But whatever it is, focus on what qualities you would like in a partner. And hopefully, you know, this person, if you're not already attached, will have them, because romance is on your mind and the angels want to help you to manifest your happiness. So does that help a little?
Well, I actually was calling about career.
Career, okay.
Okay, so wait, let me say this, because we have maybe 50 people on the board and the show just started, and quite a few in the chat room. So just pick one thing. Be clear. If that was what you wanted, then you shouldn't have let her go do that whole reading with you. You get on the phone. You say, hi, my name is Amy from Pennsylvania. I'm focusing on career. My birthday is, and that's it, because we just can't go to another topic. But I'm going to let this one slide because she didn't know the way we wanted it done. But for purposes of time And there's, like I say, as of now, there's about 80 people that want to be read. So I just want to draw one card for her about career, and let's keep moving.
Okay. Well, I do think, all right, blessings. I pulled one card. Focus on your blessings, Amy, okay? If you are married, your spouse is helping you, hopefully. But you are you're manifesting something positive for yourself. So focus on what it is that you want for you and ask for your blessing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And Amy, I know
Thank
you listen to us on a regular basis. I certainly wanted to accommodate you. But feel free to write to, and this is for all of you, CoachJoyce@AOL.com if you want a free consult about having a home-based business. So I am a success coach and a home business coach, relationship coach. So if you put an email, CoachJoyce@AOL.com, and home business people, if you're interested in that, I will give you one free consult. Thank you for calling, Amy. Okay, 631-909. That would be Sue from Long Island. Go ahead, Sue.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. And my birthday is 10/5. I'm from Long Island, and I was wondering about love.
Okay.
Wait one second. While you're drawing her cards, I want to thank Sue. She listened to us, and she did it exactly the way we wanted. Her name, her birthday, and what she's interested in. Perfect, and thank you for hearing us. Go ahead.
You're welcome,
Helen.
Thank you, Sue. Well, the three cards I picked for you, sweetie, are truth and integrity. So the angels want you to be true to you. Okay, the next card is music. Music is therapeutic, so play more of it, the type of music you like, of course. And the last card is self-accepting. So I guess the angels want you to start being true to yourself, okay, because we are, Librans are people pleasers. So you're honoring yourself, you're playing your music, or you're relaxing. Actually, that could mean that too. And the self-acceptance card is that you are letting go of any negative self-doubts you might have. And in loving yourself, someone is going to come in and love you even more. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And, folks, that's the format. I'll say it one more time. Your name and what you're focusing on and your date of birth. Helen, do you need the year, too, or you just need the month and day? What do you need?
I just need the month and day, actually. It's fine.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, then we're moving to 847. Jill from Illinois. Go ahead, Jill.
Hi, thank you. My birthday is 12/17.
Okay.
I've done a lot of work on myself, healing and processing, and I'm ready for new beginnings. What do you see?
Okay. Well, you are Sagittarius, and very bright one. The first card I got for you was abundance, so they want you to let go of the fear that there's not enough, okay? There is a lot, there's enough money out there, believe it or not, for all of us. So abundance is there, and the flow of support is coming to you. The next card is signs, which means you are intuitive. Pay attention to the signs that you get, okay? And the last card is focus. So the angels want you to focus on what it is that you want for yourself. You know, please don't hesitate because, you know, you're very bright. You're gifted. I don't know what you do. I'm not going to ask. But whatever it is, money is there. Just let go of the fear that there's not enough and that you can do it. You can do anything. Okay? And pay attention to your signs because you get inner nudgings and maybe you don't. You think it's heartburn, but pay attention, okay?
Thank you. That was excellent, really
excellent.
Oh, good.
And keep working on yourself. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Jill, listen to our other shows, Jill.
Okay, you know what? I did that one time, you know, to get the email, and it said try again later.
What do you mean, try again later?
I went to your website, you know, to get put on your, like, list thing so that it would let me know every day, and it said try again later.
Okay, so thanks for letting me know that. That's important.
But that was a while ago. That was about 3 weeks or a month ago.
Okay, that's history. Go try again. Thank you, Jill.
Okay.
Next we have my friend, Janice Miller, who is going to host this show on Friday, all about A Course in Miracles with her friend Veronica LaBarry. I will be running something at a health fair on Friday. They only do it once a year, and I didn't want to miss it, and I chose the best person I know to run a show all about miracles, Janice Miller. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. And, you know, I attract in angels, and I know I have lots of angels around me, and Joyce Berry is one of my many angels that is in my life, and I'm very blessed. And thank you, Helen, for taking my call. My name, of course, is Janice, and my birth date is 9/24, and I'm from originally New York, but I live in California.
Wow. Well, wish we were there. You have a very nice voice, by the way, Janice. But in addition to that, the three cards I pulled for you are forgiveness, miracles, healing. Okay, so I guess the angels want to help you in a forgiveness issue, and it could be a person or situation, possibly forgiving yourself. You know, maybe you made an unwise choice, and sometimes we kind of harp on it on ourselves. But there's miracles coming when you release this forgiveness. I mean, this unforgiveness, when you let it go, okay? And the next card, the last card is healing, okay? So by letting go and forgiving the situation, you are healing. And I think you're on the threshold of a really powerful new beginning, I feel.
That sounds great. Awesome. Thank you.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
So. I look forward Thank to you. A fabulous 2014 and beyond.
Yes.
And you said she has a great voice. Of course she does. Not only does she have a great voice, she has a great soul. She's very smart, and she's going to do a great job hosting the show. I don't just choose anyone. I don't take it lightly. So thank you, Denise.
Thank you. Go ahead. I was going to say, go ahead. The show is going to be on love. And we used to have spiritual, my girlfriend, Veronica Gabriella Barry, and she was my teacher and mentor in A Course in Miracles. She and I had many, many great events, and we had people like yourself, Helen, that could see the angels and guides. And it was very, you know, it woke me up a lot because I was told I have so many angels around me, and one of them is an Indian chief. So, and I've been told that by several different people that could see these things and angel readers. So I'm excited.
And I'm excited you're hosting the show this Friday with Janice Miller, all about A Course in Miracles with the focus on love. Tomorrow's show, we have our health guru. If you're concerned about your blood pressure, that would be a good show to make a profound difference in your life. Thanks, Janice.
Thank you.
I just want you to know why she's such an expert in miracles is because anytime she gets up early enough to hear our show, there's a 3-hour time difference. I consider it a miracle. Okay, here we go. 985951. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what you're focusing on?
My name is Risha, calling from New Orleans, and my birthday is September 4th, and it's about finances.
Did you say Risha, R-I-S-C-H-A?
Yeah, R-I-S-H-A, Risha. Yes.
Risha, okay, go ahead, Risha, about finances.
Okay, thank you for calling, and I've been to New Orleans, it's wonderful. The three cards I pulled for you, Risha. The first card is trust, okay? So they want you to trust in yourself, the angels and yourself, okay? The next card is blessings. So the angels are there to help you, and when you meditate or pray, ask for your needs. Whatever it is that you want for your finances, ask for it. You're not used to asking. A lot of us as women don't ask. We're used to giving, and you being an earth sign, too, you're the doer. So they want you to trust your gut, trust in God and the angels. They'll help you trust in you. ask the angels for your blessings because they have plenty of them for you. And the body care card came up as the third. I'm not a doctor, but I'm sure you're fine, but maybe you worry about, you know, finances, and they just want you to relax and not worry. Just give, you know, ask for your needs to be met and trust that God will, you know, the angels will make a way where there is no way. Okay?
Mm, beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And there's so many new people in the chat room. Please check out our shows. These are people I haven't seen before. Jace White 1, welcome. Cheryl John, Jewel 33, Moonglow. Open Heart, I've seen you before, Margaret, almost every day. So I love having you folks come back and be in the chat room with us. Okay, so moving along here, we have 831-595. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Lisa Ray. I'm calling from the Monterey Peninsula of California. My birth date is 3/6.
You said Lisa Ray?
Lisa Ray.
Oh, my goodness,
that?
That's so beautiful.
It is.
Lisa Ray.
L-E-E-Z-A?
L-E-Z-A-R-A-E.
Okay, got it now. L-E-Z-A-R-A. Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
I started a new career this week, but I feel as if it's going to lead me to something different, and I'm looking for finances. What do you see?
Okay.
I said I'm already in love. I'm getting married.
Okay. Well, the three cards for you, Lisa Ray, are celebrate. Okay, so... you have a lot of good coming to you. You're a Pisces, so you're compassionate and sensitive. Your dreams will come true because the next card is dreams. Also, they may say that you get messages in your dreams. Do you get vivid dreams, ma'am?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, because you're intuitive as well. Pay attention to these dreams because a lot of the times the angels send us messages through the dreams, okay? But they also may mean, it also might mean you're not getting enough sleep, okay? So if you're not, try and get some more rest, but your dreams will come true. But the last part is trust, and that's huge, powerful, because trust in your inner knowingness. You are in this job for now. And you're right. I feel strongly that it's going to lead to something even better, okay, in time. You're there for a reason, okay?
Yes.
But, but trust that the angels will help you to move forward. Don't block yourself, and I mean that in a loving way. You know, don't hesitate because you're very bright. And, don't put boundaries. If you feel something, go for it. You know, if your gut tells you something, meditate on it. If you get it a couple of times, go forward. So it's celebration, okay, dreams, and trust. Did that help?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and good luck to you. I'm sure you'll do well. You're very gifted.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I'm working on it as we speak.
Well, you're doing a
good
job.
Thank you for calling in, and hope we hear from you again. Folks, Helen, do you want to tell them how to find you on Facebook, how to contact you?
Yes, thank you, Joyce. They call in to myself. That's 631-338-0542, or my email. They can email me at healing4you. H-E-A-L-I-N-G, the number 4, and then UKH@gmail.com. And I will definitely get back to you. Okay?
So, folks, if you want a reading, how to reach Helen is healing, the number 4, for you, and that's the letter U, K-H as in Helen, kh@gmail.com, healing, the number 4, the letter U, kh@gmail.com. She's on facebook.com/Helen.Katsouris. I never saw anyone with a dot on Facebook. That's new. K-A-T, like in Tommy, S-A-R-O-S. Helen.Katsouris. As a coach, my advice to all of you is when you come up with email addresses, websites, Facebook, keep it simple. Make it easy for people to get it. So having a dot, I haven't seen anyone on Facebook with a dot, so she's a little different.
Well, I got news. I haven't either, so this is news to me. But I am on Facebook, H-E-L-E-N, Katsouris, K-A-T-S-A-R-O-S, and you can get me there. There's a picture. There's two Helen Katsourises, but I'm the one with a picture of me and my granddaughter, or actually my daughter, sorry. So thank you. Thank you, and I hope they get in touch with me.
I hope they do, too. If they want their reading, as well they should. I just want to say that there's lots of people in the chat room never saw before. You're acknowledging you're here for the first time. Welcome, welcome. If you want to put up in the chat room how you found out about the show, love to hear from you. We have Moon and Sixpence. Her name is Amanda, September 1. She wants to know about romance from the angels. Moon and Sixpence is her chat room name, her real name, Amanda, 9-1, with like an angel romance reading.
Okay. Well, the three cards I got for Amanda is freedom. So I guess the angels would like you to be free to be you, okay? And the next card is healing. So there may be something that's blocking you or an obstacle that you're working on to heal you to be free. And the last card is divine timing, which means that the angels, everything is going to come in God's timing. So allow yourself to be free. Heal whatever has to be healed, okay? And just, well, ask, believe, and wait to receive. You're going to receive in God's timing. So I hope that helped.
And we have here Jules 33, who is Julia, September 26th. Guidance for moving forward in my life, that from the chat room. And thank you, folks, for letting me know your first-timers and how you found out about us. So keep going, keep calling in, and we want you to be happy. Jules 33, September 16th, guidance for moving forward in my life.
Okay, so we have here study is the first card. So maybe if she's not in school at the moment, perhaps the angels are guiding her to take a course. It doesn't have to be 4 years, something, but they want her to study. Maybe it's to study herself, but the first card is study. And in order to move forward, we have to process. The next card is healing, so she's processing her past in order to move forward by healing the past. And the last card is abundance, which means in doing so, she will get the job that she wants or the career, and to allow this new flow of support to come in. You know, she doesn't usually ask, being an earth sign again, so allow the angels to do for you. Ask, but be open to receive. Okay, so it's study, healing, abundance.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, folks, I just want to share my website, joycebarrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. I am a professional success coach. I coach other coaches as well. That means that I'm a master coach. I specialize in your goals, whatever it is. Our motto is your success is our specialty. As you can hear, I'm the host of the show. I'm a professional writer as well. And I'm just thrilled that This show is reaching out so far across the world, literally across the world, to know we can make a difference. So my advice on that is listen to the show every day. We're in archives. You can hear us 24/7, but go into action. It's not just listening. It's not just taking notes. It's getting value by going into action. And if you want to know about my credibility, I have hundreds of testimonials in my website, but let me share just a few with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
Coach Joyce here, and once again, I'm offering a free consult for any of you that are interested in a home-based business to see if that's something you resonate with. Okay, going back to the studio, without further ado, we have here Mary Fays. Go ahead, Mary.
Mary Angela, 36, whatever the angels would like me to know. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Mary. Your birthday is March 6th?
Correct.
Okay. That's interesting. We had someone from California with the same. Okay. Yes. So let's see what we have for you. The three cards are trust. So they apparently want you to let go of any negative feelings that are in the way. Okay. Trusting in your higher power and the angels. They'll help you. The next card is divine timing, which is, you know, they'll your supernatural power, God, the angels are going to help you in God's timing, and the new love, which is awesome, because that could apply to a new relationship, but I think in this case it might indicate that the angels, the new love is actually you. So they want you to honor yourself and value you and trust that whatever it is that you're gifted with, that in God's timing, it's going to materialize and you'll do well. Okay?
Thank you, guys. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for calling.
We love Mary, a very loyal listener in the chat room every single day.
Very
often acts as a host in the chat room as well. 512-699, your name, where you're calling from, and what you're focused on.
Hi, my name is Melissa. My birthday is April 4th, and I'm calling from Texas. And my focus is on my youngest son.
Okay, well, let's see. The three cards I got for you, Melissa, are very spiritual. I know you're a spiritual person as well, because the first card is your answered prayer, okay? So, and the next card is meditation. So if you believe in the power of prayer, or if you meditate on affirmations, you're going to get your answered prayer about, what is your son's birthday?
May 24th.
Okay, so he's a Gemini. He's very creative. Is he young?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. He's 7.
He's 7. Okay, well, you're going to get your answered prayer. The last card, Melissa, is surrender and release. So I guess the angels would like you to surrender and release the situation to them or your higher power,
okay,
or both. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Okay. At what part of Texas are you from?
Austin.
Okay, I used to live in Dallas, so thank you for calling. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, I love Texas, so I still do. It's very nice. I, you know, enjoyed it. But you're going to get your answered prayer. But just keep meditating and praying on it, and you'll see a difference. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling us.
Hope you come back to our other shows as well. Moving along here to 562696, name where you're calling from, and focus, and date of birth.
My date of birth is August 29th, and I have a business meeting on Friday the 7th, and I'm wondering how that's going to go. I need someone who is good at what they do, not afraid, pit bull, likes a challenge.
I just have to say something, Joyce here. She wants someone who's a pit bull, and she has the softest voice of anyone who called into the show today, and she wants a pit bull. So we don't want the pit bull to eat you up. And your first name again and where you're calling from?
I'm calling Cheryl from California, but I need someone who could be my pit bull. I'm not saying me be the pit bull.
No, I got someone. I got that, but that kind of combination, that's two extremes. I'm just saying this as a coach. Helen will talk to you from the angels. But I never heard anyone that demure, that feminine, that soft say, I need someone as a partner that's a pit bull.
Yes,
wow.
But Joyce, you have to remember that Cheryl is from California. So they're a little bit more laid back than us. But I certainly understand where she's coming from. And the three cards I got for her, actually, the first card is New Beginnings, so obviously, you know, something positive. I guess you're hiring somebody for your company?
No, I'm hiring someone to handle a legal matter.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that puts it in perspective.
So what I've been hearing is, oh, this is hard, this is difficult, oh, I got to untangle this is a lot of work. Oh, this is, you know, it's like I worked for them. I know them. I've done work for them. It's like this one place. They have, I can't believe the tentacles. They have like a big octopus with 1,000 tentacles.
Right.
And so this one fellow I talked to says, oh, I know who they are. I've went against them before. You sound like a nice person. I will see you on. I'll give you my assistant, and you can. She'll give you an appointment. So, but this, he's going to have to untangle some things and stuff. So I'm wondering, okay,
right? Well,
how this is going to go?
Okay. Well, it appears that you're having a new beginning, and the next card is dreams, which means you're probably not getting enough sleep, concerned about who to hire or what's happened in your life. But do you get dreams? Do you dream at all at night?
Sometimes I get quite a few. I get messages. I've been getting messages this whole process. This has gone on a long time. I've been mistreated by some former people. But
Ellen, I just want to interrupt for a second. There's about 40 more people that want to go.
Well, all right.
And
well,
really
in essence, in a nutshell, I'm sorry. In a nutshell, I'm just telling you, you're having a new beginning. Pay attention to your dreams, okay? you need to heal whatever happened in the past. So ask your angels, okay, ask them to write down on a piece of paper exactly who you want to represent you, or rather, you know, what do you want them to do, okay? And that'll probably make it a little, you need more clarity. Ask the angels for clarity, okay, Cheryl?
Yes, okay, I'm right here.
Okay, but you will have a new beginning. You know, just pay attention to your dreams, and everything is going to come about in God's timing, divine timing. All right? So hopefully that'll help you heal.
Thank you, Cheryl. And as I said, I was coming from, you were looking for a business partner. So I thought that the opposites, the polar opposites in personality might be difficult. But for a lawyer, absolutely go for it. Go get that pit bull, and good luck to you in winning your case, whatever that may be. 631-412, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
631-412, your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Dawn. I'm calling from West Babylon. My birthday is 12/28/68.
Okay, Dawn. Well, thank you for calling. And the three cards I got for you, darling, is freedom is the first card. So I guess you're working on being more
free. I just
want
to say this. Dawn has music in the background. It's making it difficult to hear.
I will lower that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's coming through loud and clear over you. And, Helen, you need to keep it moving a little faster.
Okay. I apologize. That's a lot.
Well, actually, I didn't even hear the music, but thank you. You know, I'm sure it'll be easier for Dawn to hear. So the first card is freedom, so I guess you want to be more free in your situation, okay? Focus on what do you want to achieve, okay? And interestingly enough, the third card is intention. So focus on what your goal is, okay? And that's going to help you get your freedom, because you've come a long way. I know that, okay? And I'm proud of you. But, you know, I guess the angels still want you to focus on where do you want to be in a year, you know, and focus on your intention, and you will get your freedom. Okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you for calling us. Folks, I just referenced that I specialize in home businesses. So I'm just going to take a moment out and share with you how I choose a home business that may inspire you to have one for yourself.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products all great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. coachjoyce@aol.com.
And back to our chat room here. Again, CoachJoyce.com. I will give a free reading to anyone interested in a home business, a free consult. Lexi, September 30th in the chat room, what message do you have for me to move forward? Lexi's, I'm sure, a new person that's joined us as well. We got to take care of the new, the and the old.
Okay.
And everyone in between. Go ahead.
What is their name, Joyce?
Lexi, L-E-X-X-I, September 30. What message do you have for me to move forward?
Okay. What I have for Lexi is self-acceptance is the first card. So she's working and processing on herself Because the next card is healing, so she's healing things from the past. And the last card is trust, and the angels want her to trust in God and them, and they'll help her trust in herself. Okay, because she is definitely moving forward, and she has been working on herself. So self-acceptance is going to help her heal and to trust in her higher power.
Very good.
Okay.
774-417, your name, where you're calling from, what you're focused on, your date of birth.
Hello?
Go ahead,
Hello?
Please. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. My name is Dave. I'm calling from Massachusetts. Birthday is November 2nd, 1964.
Okay.
My question is... I've been trying to find my angel's name, and I did a little bit of automatic writing because I do some of this stuff. And
right.
the name I got was Arthur. And so I went looking for an angel named Arthur, and I couldn't find anything. So I just want to, you know, kind of say thank you if he's been with me my whole life, I kind of would like to know their name. So that's my
right.
question.
David, I don't know that I can tell you necessarily what your angel's name is, but if you got Oscar, and you yourself are intuitive as well, you got an inner knowingness, it doesn't matter, you know. Maybe you had a relative that was Oscar, and they, you know, came up to help you, but... I don't discount Oscar, definitely. But the three cards I got for you is truth, and integrity. So they want you to be true to yourself, because the next card is trust. So trust in yourself, okay? And the body care card is third. Stop worrying. Stop worrying, okay? But I'm sorry I can't give you a name.
No. That's okay. I wasn't looking for a name. I was just wondering how would I go about doing it. So, thank you very much. And that makes absolutely 200% perfect sense to me. Trying to be
David. I don't know how old you are, but honey, trust
44.
In yourself. Okay,
he's
trust
44.
In yourself and be true to you. Oh, okay.
Helen,
okay.
He's 44. He sounds so much younger. So I did a quick calculation when he said 64.
Yeah, well,
he's much younger.
You're very bright. Very bright
I'm 49.
Young man.
Thank you.
49, you sound younger. But whatever
49.
It is, your angels really are there. You're very intuitive. Did you know that?
I'm actually a psychic medium.
Thank you.
I'm kind of new to being a medium. I'm new to being a medium, but I believe I'm getting messages from my angels instead of my spirit guide. So that's part of the confusion. And, you know, it makes me sad that I don't know, you know, what's coming from sometimes. So I'm working on it. So
in closing, David, ask the angels to give you clarity. When you meditate or pray or both, ask for clarity. Believe me, they will give you clarity. Okay?
Fantastic. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, too.
Thanks for calling, Dave. Hope you come back to our show again. The next one, I just want to acknowledge, folks, it's an hour show. We normally are off the air right now. I am going to go over to accommodate some more of you that have been holding a real, real, real long time. 610-442. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to know, I currently have a position.
Your name
but,
and where are you calling from?
My name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay,
and
go ahead, Sonia.
Okay, Sonia.
Yes.
Okay.
Date of birth and what you're focused on. That's the format.
Okay. Sorry, date of birth is February 15th, and I wanted to ask a career question.
Okay, I think you mentioned you were a physician?
No.
No?
That I'm looking for a new position. I mean, I'm currently have a job.
Oh, a new position.
Position.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Well, you are medically inclined, by the way, but be that as it may, the three cards I got for you are Archangel Michael, which is awesome. He's the highest of the archangels. So if he's coming up as the first card, he's really there for you. He's there for all of us, but he's making himself present in your reading because you are healing, okay, something from your past, okay? And the last card is focus. So did you ever think of a medical avenue?
I work not as a doctor, but I work for in the medical industry more in the technology capacity.
Okay. Well, focus on what it is that you want for yourself. Where is your passion? Okay, what do you like to do? And Archangel Michael is helping you to heal the past, you know, probably any disappointments or things that didn't go our way, you know, heal that and focus on what you want to accomplish. Maybe you want to go back to school. Maybe, I don't know what you do in the medical field, but maybe you want to be a sonogram, I think, or x-ray or a position, a PA, you know. Ask yourself what it is that you want to do, but focus on it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Don't hesitate. Okay. I feel like a broken CD. You know, you're gifted. Everyone is gifted. They just have to hone into, you know, what their gift is. And you are medically inclined, so focus on what it is you like to do. And maybe it's not in the medical field, but, you know, heal the past. And ask your angels to give you guidance as to what career path to take.
Right. I mean, my situation is just a bit more critical. I mean, the fact that, I mean, like I said, I do have a job. But the company that's giving us the work, I mean, things are going to end pretty quickly, just within the next 2 to 3 months. And, you know, that's why I've been actively looking. I did go to college. I like the industry I'm working with, you know, like my field of technology.
Excuse me, we can't do this now. I'm already over. I'm really trying to accommodate everyone. So when you call in and say what you're focused on and she reads the cards right now, I apologize. I don't mean to be rude. I love our listeners. We value, but we can't have conversations when we're already 10 minutes over and there's tons of people that want to listen to the angels.
So, well, they can call for a reading, a private reading. But, yeah, ask for your needs to be met, okay?
Okay.
631-338-0542. Call Helen if you want to have these kind of conversations. Sadly, we just can't do it. So sorry about that. I'm really sorry about that because we want you to be happy. That's why I'm going over. There's so many of you that still want to speak and are holding a real, real long time. Okay, 424-235, your name?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hello?
Yes?
424-235, your name, where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Shoshana, and I'm calling from California.
Okay. California. What is your birthday?
7/17/1958.
7/17. Okay. Your three cards is music, friendship, and studies. So the music card, either you're musically inclined or they want you to relax, okay, and play more music, okay, to help you. Music is inspiring. The friendship card is they want you to be more social, okay, and maybe you have a friend that's in the music industry or something because you're a Cancer, so you're very creative. Are you thinking of going back school? Because your last card is study.
No, not really. No plans for that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm having a little hard time to hear you. But I guess what it means is they want you to relax. Okay. Stop. Please try to stop thinking. Maybe you overthink things. Okay. And just connect with your friends more. okay? Or, maybe the study card is that you like to read but you don't have enough time.
Yeah.
Well, I think what they're wanting you to do is to focus more on you and not on work. I mean, work is very good, but cut yourself some slack. That's what I guess it means, you know, relax and socialize.
Right.
Go out with your friends. Go dancing.
Well, I happen to be unemployed right now, and I am looking for a position. So I'm hoping that, the angels will guide me to the right thing.
Okay. Well, listen to your gut. Even though you're unemployed, maybe you need time to relax. But think about what it is that you want to do for, in the future. And maybe they're asking you to go back to school or to study. But anyway, music, friendship, study, okay, and relax. You will get that job.
Oh, thank you, Helen.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Shana,
thank
you
for
calling
us. You'll be fine.
And feel free to drop me an email if you're interested in talking about home-based businesses. Okay, next we have here 803-937.
Hey,
go
how's
ahead.
It going?
803-937. Your name?
My name is Chris.
Okay. And your birthday?
Where are you from and what are you focused on?
Okay, I'm focused on I'm from Orangeburg, South Carolina. You said
so
my
you're
date
from
of birth?
North Carolina?
South Carolina.
South Carolina, I'm sorry. What is your birthday?
12/24/76.
Okay, and your focus, sir, is on what?
Love.
Love. Okay, so you're a Capricorn, it sounds like. You've had a very interesting year, a couple of years. But anyway, the three cards I picked for you, Chris, is forgiveness, powerful, powerful word. So perhaps they're asking you to forgive some situation or person from the past or yourself.
Okay.
Or yourself, okay, because you may be replaying that situation that happened that you did or, bad choice, whatever. But forgiveness, new love, which is, valuing you, but in order to bring this new love in. And the last card is serenity, which means there's a lot going on. I know you don't, okay, or you don't express readily, okay, but serenity, they want you to be calm on the inside in order to bring serenity. They want to bring you serenity. So by forgiving the situation or person and then allowing this new love to come in by loving you, you're going to get serenity. Does that make sense, sir?
Okay, I understand.
Well, yeah, forgive. Forgive. That's huge, okay? If you can do that, if you can't tell it to the person, write it down. Write them a letter and then burn it. Just get it out of the way, okay, and allow this new love in. All right?
Okay, and moving forward here, 219, holding a long time, 219-293. I've had requests for other people to talk to you, and I wrote this in some of the private messages from the chat room, that I just want to finish up with the people that have been holding a long time, waiting a long time, not the people who just jumped on and want to hear what you have to say, given that we're already over. 219-293.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Andrea. I'm calling from Indiana. My birthday is 2/17/78, and I'm wanting to see what the angels have to say about a relationship.
Okay. Well, happy almost birthday. And the three cards I pulled for you, Andrea, is the first card is freedom. Freedom.
Freedom.
Okay.
Free myself from it. Get away from that relationship. That's the card I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, they want to help you because the next card after freedom is new beginning. Okay.
Okay.
So you apparently are having a new beginning, and they're, stop beating yourself up, stop worrying, okay, allow yourself to be free, in thought, okay, even prisoners have the right to be free, so, and you're not a prisoner, but be free with your thoughts, okay, dream big, new beginnings are coming. And again, the focus card seems to be coming up constantly, and I'm picking these cards randomly. I can't even see what I'm picking. So, you know, there is a new beginning coming. Allow yourself to dream big. Okay?
Okay.
And it is given. Ask and it is given. Ask the angels to help you.
Now, how much are your readings if I call you personally?
Well, if you contact me on, if you email me, I'll be happy to answer you and give you all that information, okay?
Can I have your number? Because I want to do a reading.
Hold it. Let me give it so everyone can have it. For a reading, please call Helen at 631-338-0542. Email healing, HEALING, the number 4, that's 4, the letter U. So that's 4, U like in under, K like in King, H like in Helen, healing4uKH@gmail.com. Okay,
thank you
for calling us.
Thank
219-718-405. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Marez.
Rose?
Marez.
Oh, I thought so. Marez. Yes. Okay. What is your birthday?
6/26.
Where were you calling
and you're,
from?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
New York.
What do you call? What would you like to know about?
Where are you calling from, Larez? I still didn't get it.
New York.
Hello?
She's calling from New York, Joyce?
Yeah, but I don't even hear her. Go ahead, please.
Okay. In regards to relationships.
Okay, so the 3 cards I got for you, Marez, is playfulness, okay? You need to have more fun, okay? And the next card is abundance. So I guess the angels want to send you money so you can have some fun. You're trying to manifest more fun money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to have more fun, sweetie. And the next card, well, the second card was abundance. So
okay.
they're letting you know that there is money. There's enough money, okay? Or ask for abundance, okay?
Okay.
Because the last card is manifestation, so they want to help you create the funds that you know, the resources, so you can have fun.
Right. Okay.
And because you need to have more fun, sweetie, because you need a balance.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Helen, what do you want to wrap up and tell our listeners?
Well, what I want to tell our listeners is that there's been a shift. This year is all about the good. You had 2011 and 2012 and 13 to focus and get rid of schmutz stuff. Just concentrate on what it is that you want in 2014, and believe me, the angels will listen. They do listen. I am a testimony to that. They do listen. So just ask your higher power. You know, nobody has to know what you want, you know, for yourself. Just in your meditation or prayers, don't be afraid to ask. That's what my wrapping up is, because people hesitate because they think they're not allowed. So ask for your needs to be met, and ask and it is given. So thank you. Thank you very much for this time. It was fun. It flew.
And I asked for you to be on our show, and here you are, and you did a great, great job. I don't know, we must have had about 100 people wanting to speak to you, either those from the chat room, those in the studio. So it's pretty awesome in this short time. And others will be hearing you in our archives as soon as we go off the air. So, folks, those of you, if we didn't get to any of you, I apologize. I cut a few of you short, didn't mean to. But when the whole board is lit and the chat room, I just want to get to as many people as possible. So we apologize for not being able to have extended conversations, but you can reach Helen at 631-338-0542. Get your private reading, and nobody will cut it short. Folks, thanks again for listening to us today. I just want to say to you, Helen, you had lots of friends that called you in your area code, but they didn't have the number one in the host queue, so I guess they were listening to your show, supporting you. There were many, many 631 people in the studio
and not
in the host queue. Just want to let you know that. Folks, go out and celebrate your angels, celebrate miracles, celebrate your life. Here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.